It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Leaders in the Democratic Iowa Senate say they plan to set state aid funding for the 2016 school year and provide more money to expand access to preschool. But Republicans who control the Iowa House see things a bit differently. On Mondays, we check in with IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
What are the early weeks of the legislative session without talk about how to fund the state's schools? Joyce, tell me, how is this conversation playing out this year?
Well, it's the same disagreement over how far out to set school funding that has sort of divided the place in recent years. By Iowa law, the legislature is supposed to tell schools how much money they'll have to spend a full year out. So, for example, this year they would pass a bill to inform them about the 2015-2016 school year. Democrats agree with that and Republicans don't.
So when do lawmakers have to set this funding?
Well, by law, they have 30 days after the governor unveils his budget, and Republicans don't plan to do that. The Democrats are going to start work on that today. Republicans say there's too much danger of overpromising when you set school funding that far out. So they actually want to change that law so they don't have to do that anymore. They're not going to do it, and so Democrats are essentially calling them scofflaws.
Okay. Lawmakers are also discussing additional funding for preschools, too. What kind of agreement might be made on funding for pre-K?
It's not likely that the two parties are going to agree to increase funding for preschool. Democrats want universal all-day preschool for all four-year-olds, and they haven't put a price tag on that. They've just said, well, it's going to be significant. But, you know, even before the session started, House Speaker Craig Paulson said he's not surprised that Democrats are proposing an expensive new program. So when the Democrats said it's going to be significant, Craig Paulson said, well, if the Democrats are calling it significant, then it's probably going to be really big.
Okay. What about the overall budget? It was a short week last week. When will they start hammering it out?
Well, it was a short week, Monday off for Martin Luther King, Tuesday off so lawmakers could go back home and attend to their precinct caucus work. But the various subcommittees have begun wading through their respective pieces of the budget.
Okay. So the governor laid out during his condition of the state some top priorities that both parties can agree on, one of which is incentivizing military veterans to move to Iowa and work here. There was some traction on this at the State House last week.
Yeah, exempting military pensions from state taxes is a part of that. And that's definitely on the fast track, already eligible. It's on the Senate calendar for debate already this week. But, you know, that's a pretty non-controversial measure. It's rare that anyone at the State House stands up and says, no, veterans don't deserve that. So that's definitely on the fast track.
So we already covered that it was a short week last week because of the holiday and the caucuses. Will we see a lot more action now that we've got a full week right in front of us?
Yes, we will. The crunch is on to get a bill out of committee in the House of Origin, whether it's the House or the Senate. And as we've talked before on this program, that deadline has been pushed up by 2 weeks. So if you're a legislator and you've got something you care about that's not part of your party's agenda, then the pressure is on to get that through.
Okay. And finally, you covered the hearing about the juvenile home in Toledo last week. It closed earlier this month. Governor Branstad ordered its closure after an investigation uncovered some girls were held in isolation cells. As you reported, Senate Democrats plan to introduce a bill that would reopen the home. What's going to happen next, Joyce?
Well, it's hard to tell. This is moving on two tracks. As you said, Democrats in the Senate will offer a bill to reopen the home. And then at the same time, Democratic lawmakers and the head of the state's largest public employees union have filed a lawsuit to do the same. But it's hard to say what's going to happen with this. You know, the longer the home is closed, the harder it is to imagine reopening it. Staff has scattered. And the concern that's being raised by lawmakers of both parties now is the welfare of the girls who were moved out of the home and into other settings. Critics say there wasn't enough preparation for that. Some of the kids are being sent back to their families where there were serious problems that led them to be in the care of the state in the first place. So there was an unconfirmed report that was circulating last week that one of the former residents of the home is now a runaway, some in detention. And so both parties are paying close attention to that. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about that.
Something we'll continue to watch unfold. Joyce, thanks so much.
Thank you, Clay.